Shalom to all! Today we're going to be getting the brand new Masechta Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, and just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be going to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And the shiurim of this entire Masechta have been dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Ha'isha HaChashuva, Maris Mirim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have tremendous aliyah, and she should be Melus Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now the term Rosh Hashanah, in its most classic sense, is usually understood to mean the first day of Tishrei, as the day we crown Hashem as King, blow Shofar, and dip apples in honey, among other things. And yes, that is going to be the discussion in the last two parakim of the Masechta. However, as we're going to see right in the beginning, there are other Rosh Hashanahs as well. Now, the other major topic of this Masechta, which actually proportionally takes up the majority, is Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the original way Rosh Chodesh was determined before Hillel HaShani created the set calendar as we have it. But as we said, we begin with the different types of Rosh Hashanahs there are. It says the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim, there are four different Rosh Hashanahs, four different beginnings of years. Be'echad B'Nisan, on the first of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim L'Regalim. That's Rosh Hashanah for kings and for Regalim, which is Yom Tovim. We count the year of the king's reign starting from Nisan. So even if he was inaugurated in the middle of the year, once we hit Nisan, we already count it as the second year of his reign. And we're going to see in the Gemara why that's relevant and why that makes a difference. And Regalim means a Shalosh Regalim. This has to do with if a person made a Neder that he's going to bring a Karbon. So he has Shalosh Regalim, three Yom Tovim to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And this is according to Shitas Rav Shimon that we start to count from Nisan, which is Pesach, as in Pesach, Shavuos, and then Sukkot. And then if those three Yom Tovim pass, and he hadn't brought the carbon, and he's over alive called Baal Ta'acher, and we're going to discuss this later on in the Gemara. The mission continues, Be'echad Be'elol, Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema. On the first of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. We know that every year, a person has to separate Ma'aser from all the new kosher animals that were born to them that year. He puts them all in a pen, and he counts 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is designated as Ma'aser Behema, and we're not allowed to separate Ma'aser Behema from this year's for last year's, or from last year's for this year's. So the cutoff date is the first of Elul. That's what it means, is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I remember they say Be'echad B'Tishrei, it's really on the first of Tishrei. It says the Gemara, Bar Rosh Hashanah V'chulu. I would begin by saying, Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, this month is for you as the beginning of all months. That's referring to Chodesh Nisan. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. What do we learn from here? Lachem Hu Rosh. First of all, it's the beginning of the months for you, meaning when you start counting your months, you always start from this month, which is Nisan. And that's what we were taught in school. What are the months of the Jewish year? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. As the beginning count of all the months is always Nisan. That's Lachem, that's for you, Rosh Chodashim, the beginning of the months. And Ve'ena Rosh, Loi L'Shanim, V'loi L'Shmitim, V'loi L'Yoyv, V'loi L'Shvloi N'Tiyov, V'loi L'Rakos, it's not considered the beginning for years, for Shemitah, for Yoyvol, for planting, or for vegetables. And we're going to discuss this later on as well in upcoming Mishnayos, so we're not going to explain this right now. The bottom line is that when we count the months of the year, we begin with Nisan, but that doesn't make it the Rosh Hashanah for all of these things. Ask the Gemara on this, if we're excluding all these things, that their Rosh is not Nisan, so Ve'emer, why didn't I say that Lachem Hu Rosh, Ve'ena Rosh L'Shanim, that this pasuk of Achash Hazelochem is telling us that Nisan is the beginning of the months, but it's not the Rosh for Malachim Regalim. In other words, it's telling us that our Mishnah is incorrect. Rav Yaakov Ra'acha quotes Rav Yasu, says B'Shem Rav Yechanan that no, in regards to the beginning of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Ksev, the pasuk tells us, Vayachel Livnais Bachadish Hasheni, Basheni, Bishnas Arba Lamalchusai. He began building in the second month, in the second, in the fourth year of his kingship. Now, Hikashnas Arba Lamalchusai, Losheni Shebachadashim, we see this comparison, this Hekesh between the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign to the second of the months. Masheni Shebachadashim Ein Moinim Elam Nisan. We know that whenever we're counting months, as we had just said, so the second month is being counted from Nisan. That second month would be Iyar. So Asheni Shebashnas Arba L'Malchusai. So too, the second month of the fourth year of his reign Ein Moinim Elam Nisan. It must be that we're counting it from Nisan. In other words, going back to the pasuk, we would understand it as follows: Vayachel Livnais Bachadash Asheni. He began building the Beis Hamikdash in the second month. That's the second month in the count of months. In other words, he began building it in Iyar. And then the pasuk says, B'sheni b'shnas arba l'machusai, it was the second month of the fourth year of his reign. What's the second month of his fourth year of his reign? Or we're comparing it to the second month that we just mentioned. And since the second month that we just mentioned is being counted from Nisan, that means that the second month of his reign is also being counted from Nisan. It must be that we start counting Malachim, how many years a king is reigning, that's from Nisan. Ask the Gemara, Ayena el shnayim b'chaydesh. Maybe when the pasuk says b'sheni, it's referring to the second of the month, meaning the second day of the month, answers the Gemara no, because Komakam Shnemer Shnayim Bechodesh Pirish. Anytime the Pasuk wants to tell us the day of the month, it actually is going to be explicit about it. For example, when it talks about the Mabul, it says the second month on the 17th of the month, it would be very clear about that. And over here, when it says Bishani Ba'arba L'Machusai, that's not clear that we're talking about the second day of the month, so must be that that's not what it's referring to. But I'll follow based on top. The Gemara continues asking, Ayena Elishnayim B'Shabbos, maybe it's referring to the second day of the week, meaning it was on on Monday. Maybe that's what Shane is referring to. Answers the Gemara, Lema Tzanu Chash Ben Zeman HaTorah. We never find this in the Torah, but the day of the week is mentioned. As the Gemara, what do you mean? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vahi Arvai Vaikar Yom Shani. So we see that the second day of the week is mentioned. Answers the Gemara, In Lemin Yasal Sha'olam. We don't learn from the creation of the world. This is not really referring to Monday. It's referring to the second day of creation, which, yes, happens to be Monday, but the main focus over there is the second day of creation. So we actually do not have a source for this in the Torah. So we point out, Vahaydin Hu Shani Shib Chadashim, Vahaydin Hu Shani Shib Shanim. Which Shani in this Pasuk that we quoted previously on Amud Aleph is referring to the second of the months, and is which Shani is referring to the second of years? As for Chananya Ravana, they argue about this. Chanan, one of them, says that when the Pasuk says, Vayachel Livnais Bechadish HaShani, he began building in the second month, Zeh Shani Shib Chadashim, that's referring to the second month of months, as in Nisan, which is the first, and then Iyar, which is the second. And then when it says, Bashani, right afterwards in the Pasuk, Zeh Shani Shib Shanim, that's referring to the second month of the year of Shlomo Melech's reign. And Vacharna, the other one, says, Afilu Michlef Les Baklom, even if we were to switch it around, it wouldn't make a difference. Even if you would say that Vayachel Livnais Bechadish HaShani is referring to the second month of the year of the king's reign, and then the next word Bashani means the second month of the year, as in Iyar, that doesn't change anything in the Pshat, and so really either which way it's fine. Here we're going to have a different source for the same thing. Rav Shem Bar Karsana, B'Shem Rav Acha, Shamal Amin Adah, he learns from the following. The Pasuk which we quote in Amud Aleph tells us, HaChadish HaZeh Lachem, this month is for you, as in Nisan is for you. Now Meet, that is a limitation, that tells that this month is for you and not any other ones. And then right afterwards, what does the Pasuk say? Rishain Hu Lachem, it is the first one for you. Miyat, that's another limitation. It's the first for you and not any other one. What is this? Miyat achar miyat, it's one limitation after another. L'rabba, is that comes to include l'malachim v'regalim, then actually this month is for you for other things as well. Namely, it's the Rosh Hashanah for malachim and for regalim. As a more of that, so v'yarba l'shanim l'shmitas l'evelas until yirakais, why don't we include all these things as well that's the Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, kihida amr Rav Yaakov bar Acha, it's like Rav Yaakov bar Acha said, quoting Rav Yossa b'shem Rav Yechanan, the pasuk from Shlomo Melech, which he had quoted as well, and Amud Aleph tells us, v'yachal livnes b'chadish hasheni, b'sheni, b'shnas arba l'machusai, hekesh shnas arba l'machusai, l'sheni shebuchadashem. We have this comparison between the fourth year of his reign to the second of the months, and ma'sheni shebuchadashem, ein man elam Nisan, just like the second of the months, that's counted from Nisan, av'sheni shebuchnas arba l'machusai, so too, the second month of the fourth year of his reign, ein man elam Nisan, that's also only counted from Nisan. And the reason why this limud is preferred over original one, even though it's similar, is because the base, the core of this limud, is coming from the Torah, even though the support for it is coming from this pasuk and Navi, still the core, the base limud, is coming from Torah. Rav Yaina quotes Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, who says b'shem Rav Chiya bar Yosef, also very similar. The pasuk tells us v'yachal livnes b'chadish hasheni zeh sheni shebechadashim. This is referring to the second of the months. And then when the pasuk says b'sheni zeh sheni shebeshanim, that's referring to the second month of the years of the king's reign. And k'shaimer, when it says in the pasuk afterwards b'shnas arba l'malchusai, in the fourth year of his reign, that tells us that hikas shnas arba l'malchusai l'sheni shebechadashim. We have a comparison between the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign to the second year of the months, the ma'sheni shebechadashim ein man elam Nisan, just like the second of the months is counted from Nisan, as we know from Amud Aleph avsheni shebeshnas arba l'malchusai, so too the second month of the fourth year of his reign ein man elam Nisan, that's also only counted from Nisan. And this thing that we learned over here really harks back to the top of the Amud, where we have this machlokes of Chananyan or of Mana regarding which word sheni in this pasuk is telling us about months and which one is telling us about the years of the king's reign. So here we have a clarity of this. Now we have another shita, Tani Shmuel Upalig. Shmuel teaches a braiso which argues with what we said before. What does the pasuk tell us? Pachosh Hashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, in the third month from the Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. Mikan Shemayin Chadash L'Mitzias Mitzrayim. From this pasuk we see that we count months from leaving Mitzrayim. We know that we left Mitzrayim in Nisan, and that's when we're counting the months from. I know that's when months are counted from. Shanim minayin. How do I know the way years are counted? So we have another pasuk tells us, Vaydabar Shalom Moshev in Bar Sinai Bashana Hashenis, and this Shana Hashenis is referring to the second year of leaving Mitzrayim. I only know that this is for that time, meaning for that time period of leaving Mitzrayim, we're going to count the years from when we left Mitzrayim. But La'achar Zman Hazeh Minayin, what about after that time, meaning way later on in history, how do we know that we count from leaving Mitzrayim? So we have a pasuk that tells us, B'shnas Harabayim, let's say B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, in the 40th year from the B'nai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. So here we see it's a little bit later on down the line. Still, we're counting from leaving Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Ein li el l'shal l'daris minayin. I still only know that it's for that time period. But what about for way later down, for many generations later? Says the Gemara, the pasuk tells us, Vayhi b'shmayim shana v'arba me'as shana l'tzei b'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim v'gaymer. It was 480 years after the Yidden left Mitzrayim. So we see that they were still counting years from leaving Mitzrayim. But now it changed. Mishenivna bayis, from when they built the Beis HaMikdash, Yischilu Maynul B'nyanai, they started counting from its building. As we see in the pasuk, it tells us, Miktsei Esrim Shana Asher Bana Shlomo Es Shnei HaBatim V'Gaimer. It was at the end of 20 years from Shlomo building the two houses. So we see they changed their counting system of years once the Beis HaMikdash was built. But then, Loi Zachu Luminus L'Binyanai, they didn't merit to count from its building because it was destroyed. So Yischilu Maynul Charbanai, they began counting from when it was destroyed, as we see in this pasuk, Ba'asim V'chamei Shana L'Galu Seinu B'Rosh Hashana Ba'asol HaChadosh V'Gaimer. And so here we see the count is from 25 years after our exile. And then Loi Zachun L'Mlis Na'atzman, they didn't have the merit to count from their own good things. Hischilu Maynul Malchiyos, they started counting from when a king reigned. Shem, we have a pasuk that says, B'Shnas Shtam L'Dar Yavesh, B'Shnas Shalosh L'Kairish Melech Pras. And so we see they started counting years from the reign of other kings. And here the brass concludes, V'Aimer, the pasuk says, V'Yachel Livnais B'Chadosh HaSheni, B'Sheni, B'Shnas Arba L'Malchusai. And this is the pasuk we've been quoting all along. Hikesh Shnas Arba L'Malchusai, L'Sheni Shebechadoshim. We have a comparison between this fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign to the second of the months. And Ma Sheni Shebechadoshim Ein Minin Ela MiNisan, just like the second of the months is being counted from Nisan, Asheni Shebechnas Arba L'Malchusai, so too, the second month of the fourth year of his reign, Ein Minin Ela MiNisan, it must be that we count from Nisan. So here we see a number of different sources that are all pointing in basically the same direction, showing us how we count the years of kings, namely, that is, Jewish kings, from Nisan. That's when the beginning of their reign is. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.